If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just 4 blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we've been talking this week about the document coming out of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, formerly known as the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith when it was run by Cardinal Ratzinger. And if you listen to the media, they will eventually say, well, you know, that was called the Office of the Inquisition back in the day. Yeah, that's true. Same office. So anyway, and basically what it is there to do is to clarify certain amounts, certain questions that may come forward. And there's all kinds of questions that come up that a bishop or someone else may, mostly a bishop, may write to the congregation or the dicastery, rather, for the Doctrine of the Faith in Rome, looking for an answer. And we've been talking about some of the more controversial questions coming out of the latest document. And I've been explaining to you what has actually been said. And this is important because a lot of people on social media, even some people who claim to be in the know within the Catholic priesthood, are not giving you an accurate answer. And of course, I read Portuguese, so I can explain to you in Portuguese what is being said. Well, I can explain to you what's being said in Portuguese. No, I can't explain to you in Portuguese what's being said, because if you don't speak Portuguese, you wouldn't have a clue what I'm saying. So I'm sorry for that little confusion. So we talked about, the question is, can what we in English call transgenders be baptized? The answer is yes, providing that they choose to live the gospel. This is an important distinction. Many of the people on social media have just said the answer was yes. No, that's not the answer. The answer is, in all cases, providing that they are choosing to live the gospel as all Catholics and even other Christians are called to live the gospel. So that's an important distinction. So any comments you hear on social media that say anything otherwise are false, even from so-called trusted sources. And then the next question is, can they be godparents? And again, the question is with the same answer. Yes, providing all the other conditions that are required for a godparent, just as providing all the conditions that are required for someone who wants to be baptized are met. And so the answer is yes, provided. And in both cases, they leave it up to the parish priest to make that what is described as a wise discernment, a imprudent wise discernment as to whether or not this applies. So these are important things to understand. So again, it's not just a matter of, oh yeah, no, you have to read what it says. And granted, it's not in English, but the answer is to a Brazilian priest, a bishop rather, in the Diocese of Santo Amaro, who I understand is in the state of Sao Paulo. He is the one who asked the question. So they're going to give him an answer in Portuguese. You'll also find an answer in Italian, because in the one of the two languages that are spoken at the Vatican officially are Italian. The other one is Latin. So here is the answer that they are be giving. So a couple other questions that came up in that subject is, can a transsexual be a witness for marriage? Now, the answer is yes. And it says basically there is does not exist any canonical legislation that prohibits a transsexual from being a witness at a marriage. This is an important distinction because the question of who can be a witness at a marriage, for the most part, is someone who is capable of witnessing the marriage. And I get that question every so often. And really, what is required for a marriage, obviously, besides the bride and the groom, is a priest or a deacon and two witnesses. And the two people and those who give the sacrament are the bride and the groom. It's not the priest. He is one of those who is a witness and blesses the sacrament, but the sacrament is given to each other by the bride and the groom. So therefore, the best man and the maid of honor, as we call them in English, also known as padrino and madrina, which are the male and female versions of the godparent, of the witness at a marriage, that's all that required, is that they can, in fact, witness the marriage. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Parish, the voice of it, actually, the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
We're back, and we're talking about this document that came to us, or that was released by the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith. Rather controversial. Actually, it was so controversial, I wrote about it, I reported on it for Newsbreak, and unlike Medium, which I was writing for Medium, but I didn't have a lot of readers. I have a lot of readers on Newsbreak. You can look me up as RJ Carr. And I wrote the article for Newsbreak on this document and also the motu proprio, and I have 117 comments on the motu proprio, and on this document I had 11, some of them are in support of what I wrote, and some of the subject. They didn't, you know, I just gave the report, and others are not supportive. So that's number one. That's a good sign, because when you have that division, that means that you did what you want to do, which is right down the middle. But at the same time, there were some comments about this, and this has been commented in a lot of places. And of course, other places have put their spin on it. One of the things, and I'm not really saying this because it's technically their competition to me, because they're really not. The secular media, as I always say, does not have a clue. So they're not going to understand this at all. And especially if you realize the document is written in Portuguese, and if you have someone reporting on this who doesn't read Portuguese or Italian, they're really going to not have a clue. So keeping that in mind. Well, the next question is an important one for us to look at. And the question was, can a same-sex couple baptize their child? And they also, the bishop also listed the types of ways that the couple received a child. So he or she was either adopted or conceived with other methods, such as the word we would use in English would be a surrogate. They use como un barriga de aluguel, which means in the stomach or belly of someone else. This becomes an important question that comes up every so often, especially here in the United States. And the reason why that's important is because the focus is on the child. And so the question is, can a same-sex couple have their child baptized? The answer is just as all the others, providing all the conditions are there. And what are the conditions that the couple will bring the child up Catholic? Now, some will turn around and say, how is that possible? It's very possible. As long as they bring the child up to learn the Catholic faith. That even happens with people who aren't Catholic between the two of them, who bring a child up Catholic. So yes, that is possible. And that's because where's the focus? The focus is on the child. Can the child be baptized? Yes. Why? Because the child, as long as there is a sufficient reason that the child will be brought up Catholic. Now, we deal with issues occasionally that happen, whereas, and I've wrote this in one of my books, well, you have someone who says, we have no intention of bringing the child up Catholic. And this is a heterosexual couple, but we happen to want the child baptized because the grandfather is sick and we want to make sure that the grandchild is baptized before he dies. That's not a reason, because there isn't any sufficient reason to expect that the child will be brought up Catholic. So those conditions have to apply. Will the child be brought up Catholic? If the answer is yes, then yes, the child can be baptized. So these are some of the questions that are there. And we're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll be back tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.